American Family Cereal presents Let's Pretend. Gwen, Sybil, just listen to that audience.
Oh, they're grand, aren't they, Uncle Bill?
They certainly are. Anything behind that big welcome audience? Oh, you want a story. Pretenders, what's the story for today?
Oh, it's a nice one, Uncle Bill. The story of the 12 months. And Kingsley Golden says how we'll travel.
Well, we won't be able to ride the roller coaster much longer this year. How about that?
All right, Kingsley, a roller coaster it is. And we'll dip the dips, bump the bumps, and the corners on one wheel. All set, everybody?
Yeah.
All righty. One, two, three.
This car going out immediately. No stops till Let's Pretend in the 12 months. Hold on to the rail. Don't stand up in the seat. Okay, go. Let's go.
Oh, boy, this is what I call real fun, Uncle Bill. You start kind of slow, and then all of a sudden you get going like a skyrocket.
Once upon a time, just beyond the snow-capped peaks of Calendar Mountain, a cruel mother and her bad-tempered daughter, Katya, made life miserable for pretty little Marushka. We find them now in the living room planning more trouble for the unfortunate girl.
Katya! Katya!
Yes, Mother, what do you want?
It's very near time for the merchant's son, Karel, to bring the brocades. Are you ready to receive him?
Of course I am. I've been printing for an hour.
Well, he's done you much good. You're as sallow as a lemon.
You'd better call Marushka and have her clean up the room. A lazy bone.
Good idea. Marushka! Marushka, come in here.
Yes, Mother?
What were you doing that you were so long in answering me?
I'd only come in the door, Mother. I was hanging out the last of the clothes.
Well, hurry up and clean the room and polish the floors.
Oh, Mother, I'm so very tired. Can't I rest for just a little while?
Rest? Nonsense. What have you done that you should be tired?
Why, Mother, I've done all the laundry for you and Katya, besides making the week's supply of bread and cakes early this morning.
Well, what of it? You have a home, haven't you? That's more than your father would have left you if it hadn't been for me.
That isn't true. All would have been mine if he'd had his way.
Oh, is that so? That's for your impudence, young lady.
Why are you so cruel to me?
Because your stepsister and I find it very difficult even to look at you with your silly face, much less live with you. Now stop crying and get to work. And as soon as you've finished, go to your room in the cellar and don't show your face again until time to get the dinner. And stop crying or I'll give you something to cry for. Won't you have some more tea, Karel?
Oh, please do.
Oh, no thanks, really. I must be on my way. I hope you'll like the brocades. Father's had quite a time to fill your order.
Oh, they're lovely. Just what I wanted. I intend to have a gown made for Katya of that violet material right away.
Oh, that'll be lovely, Mother.
Violet is a beautiful shade. The flower is my favorite. Well, goodbye, and thank you so much.
Oh, come this way, Karel, through the outer court.
All right.
Stupid.
Oh, hello, little lady.
Oh, but I'm sorry. I sat here and the sun went to sleep. I didn't mean to be here, Mother.
Oh, who is this charming miss?
Well, she's just a neighbor's child. We give our table scraps to.
She called you Mother, I thought.
My Mother, how can you...
Marushka, quiet you.
Oh, little lady, your eyes are too pretty to be filled with tears. Come now, smile. After all, it doesn't matter who you are. You're quite the prettiest little lady I've ever seen.
Indeed.
Oh, Katya, it's been a charming afternoon. Now, I really must say goodbye.
What do you mean by being here when I told you not to show your face?
I think she should be punished for this, Mother.
Quite right, she should.
And I know just what to do.
Well, what is it?
You heard Corell say that violets were his favorite flowers.
Yes, I remember.
Well then, Marushka, as punishment, you shall go out into the woods and gather me a large bunch of violets.
Why, Katya, you know as well as I do there aren't any violets now. The snow is still on the ground. And the woods are piled knee-deep.
Nevertheless, go and get them, and don't come back until you do.
Very well. I'll get my coat.
Indeed, you'll not stop for that. I'm in a hurry. You go just as you are.
But I'll freeze to death, Mother.
Not if you keep moving, and you'd better. Now go. And remember, don't come back until you find the violets.
Very well. I will try.
Clever girl, Katya. I think we've seen the last of that one.
Certainly. We won't have to worry about her anymore.
Stir up the fire, Buttercup. Well, isn't it cold here?
Oh, gentlemen. May I please?
Hello. We have company, Brother Munns. How do you do, little lady?
Oh, kind gentlemen. May I warm myself at your fire? I'm very cold.
What in heaven's name are you doing out in the winter weather, little one?
Yes, and in that thin little dress. You must be frozen.
Poor little lady. Sit here close to the fire and warm yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, that feels good. I don't think I could have gone much farther.
What is your name, little one?
I'm called Marushka, sir. And may I ask your name? You're all dressed alike, except for the color of your robe.
That is true. And permit me to introduce you to my 11 brothers. We three in white robes are the winter months. I am December. Here are January and February.
How do you do? And these three gentlemen in brilliant green, they are...
Brothers March.
How do you do?
April.
How do you do?
And May.
The springtime months. Oh, I'm very happy to know you. I love your season.
These three brothers in robes of gold like sheaves of wheat are the summer months. Here are June.
How are you?
July. That very lazy fellow is August.
How do you do?
What lovely colors your robes are. I know this is the autumn group of brothers, isn't it?
That's right. Our robes blend with the colors of the purple grape and the scarlet maple.
Oh, how nice to meet the months of the year in person. I don't know which is the nicest.
Tell me, little Marushka, what are you doing up here on this snow-covered mountainside?
My stepsister sent me out to look for violets, Brother January.
But there are no violets this time of year.
I know, Brother June. But I dare not go home until I find them.
Something is very wrong here. Sweet little lady isn't very happy at home. Are you?
No, Brother September. Although I try to be, really I do. Only I don't know what will happen now when I fail to bring the violets.
Brother April.
Yes, December?
This is your business. Take the magic scepter.
Yes, Brother December. Let me take my magic wand. Magic powers, attend me.
Sun in the sky, shine from on high. Warm south wind, blow, melt all the snow. Bring us the season when violets grow.
Look, the snow is all gone. The birds are singing. And oh, Brother April, violets. Great big lovely violets.
Gather them quickly, little Marushka, and return to your home. The change in the seasons is only for you and will not last. Make haste, for the winter months still rule.
Oh, thank you, Brother April. And thank you all of you a thousand times. Goodbye.
Bye. Now, where in the world do you suppose that little idiot found violets at this time of year?
I don't know. What's more, I've never seen any so lovely. But, Mother,
well,
it doesn't matter where she got them. Corell must not see Marushka again. Do you understand what I mean?
You're right. He was too interested last week when he met her.
I know what to do. Oh, Marushka!
Yes, Katya? Do you want me to dress your hair now?
No, it's too early.
I was just thinking how nice it would be to have some wild strawberries for dinner tonight.
But, my dear sister, that's impossible at this time of year.
It isn't impossible, and I want them.
And you shall have them. Marushka, go out into the field and find some wild strawberries, and don't come back until you do.
Very well. But I'm sure someday you will pay for this unkindness to me. You will pay dearly. Both of you. Welcome, my dear Carell. I wondered if we wouldn't be seeing you soon.
Really?
Why? Oh, don't pretend that you could stay away from my charming culture.
Oh, Mother.
Well, I really came to inquire where that little neighbor girl is.
Oh.
You know, the one I saw here the first day I called with the Brocades? She was asleep on the steps. You remember.
Neighbor girl? Why, I don't remember.
Oh, you surely do. Such a tiny little thing with a wistful face and soft brown hair. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes, I think I do. Oh, Carell, that little girl died.
What?
Yes, she died last week. Her mother told us all about her.
The family has moved away now.
Oh, I'm truly sorry. I'd hope to... Well, I'm sorry to have disturbed you. Good afternoon.
Now then, something has to be done. If he should ever see Marushka again, he'd never have eyes for anybody else. Especially if he finds out about the delicacies she's been able to bring us. We'll send her away again. And this time she'll have something to bring us that even a magician couldn't get.
It's the only thing to do. Carell must marry me. She shan't have him. What shall we do?
We asked for violets in December and she found them. Next, she brought strawberries more luscious than any I've ever eaten. Time, tell her to get. Let me see. Oh, I have it. Marushka! Marushka, come here!
Marushka's cruel stepmother sent her out into the cold once in December to pick dust and once in January to pick wild strawberries. Instead of freezing, as her mother hoped, Marushka made friends with the 12 months, who gave her the violets and then the strawberries. Furious, the cruel mother plans the third impossible task to be given little Marushka.
What do I hear? It's a girl's voice. Ah, crying. It's a familiar voice, too.
Why, it's little Marushka back again.
So it is. Come, little Marushka. Come over to the fire and warm yourself, my dear.
Oh, forgive me, gentlemen. I only want to warm myself for just a little while and then say goodbye.
Goodbye? Well, where are you going, little friend? Not far, I hope, in that very thin little dress.
I don't care where I go, Brother March. I only know I can't go on like this. I don't want to live.
Marushka, tell us, what is making you so unhappy?
My stepmother says she must have apples plucked right from the tree or she cannot live. I can't find apples with the snow on the ground. Nor can I endure these journeys through the ice and snow any longer. I'm so tired. It's so cold.
Marushka, you're a very sweet little person. So leave the rest to us. Trust the month of the year to help you. We are allies of time, and together we heal all wounds.
I've heard it said that you do, Brother January.
Brother September, we must have big, red, juicy apples for Marushka to take home. That is your business. Take the magic scepter.
Thank you.
Leaves on the trees turn to scarlet and gold. Jack Frost, scatter diamonds. Autumn nights will be cold. Lakes mirror the sky. Green fields turn to brown. Trees yield your harvest. Fruit cover the ground.
There you are, Marushka.
Oh, look at all those apples. Oh, you're so kind to me, all of you. I can never thank you enough.
Now, my dear little maiden, run back to your home. Take the apples, and then trust the rest to us. Believe me, everything will be all right.
Thank you. And goodbye.
These apples are perfectly delicious. Where did you find them, Marushka?
I found them high up on the mountainside.
Which mountain? There are many around here.
I think they call it Calendar Mountain, Katya.
Well, go and get us some more.
Yes, and go right away.
Oh, no, Katya. Your days of commanding me are over.
Marushka, go instantly.
And you too, my dear stepmother.
What?
I don't quite understand what's happened, but I'm not afraid of you anymore. If you want more apples, then go and get them.
You dare to say those things to me? You dare defy your sister? I'll show you who's in command here.
It's about time.
Katya, give me that whip.
Certainly. That's exactly what she means.
Oh, no, don't whip me. Don't.
Katya, madam, what on earth is this?
Kirill. Why, Kirill, where in the world did you come from?
I knocked, but you didn't hear me. And I heard your angry voices, so I came right in. Now tell me, what does this mean? You said this little girl was dead. Why did you do that?
Well, I pretended I was the neighbor girl because my mother wanted Katya to be married to you.
I understand perfectly, Marushka. My dear, I've searched high and low for you. And now that I've found you, I say before all the world, I love you dearly.
Oh, girl.
And I ask you to marry me. Will you, my dear?
So I've only seen you twice, Kirill. There's something within me that tells me you're the man of my heart. And that I will be safe and happy in your protection.
And come this minute. You will never see these wicked people again.
Look. Now you've done it.
I've done it. Who wanted more apples? Who suggested we make her tell us where they were to be found?
Lainey, as usual. Well, there's one thing. Since Corell has finally found her and they've left us forever, at least we can enjoy ourselves. I'm going up to find that Calendar Mountain and get some more of those apples and forget the whole business.
Yes, and probably forget to bring even one back for me. All right, I want some of them, too. I'll go with you.
Well, hurry. Come on. Oh, thank heaven at last. Here's some people.
Brothers, here's the company we've been expecting.
And the fire. I need it. I'm frozen.
Well, old man, you aren't much to look at, but we can't be too fussy. We're both frozen.
What do you want?
None of your business, Mr. Snoop.
Keep a civil tongue in your head, Katya. Perhaps they can tell us where the apples are.
We can, but we won't.
What's that?
Ladies, you're about to be punished.
What for, I'd like to know.
For your cruelty to little Marushka, your half-sister.
Well, you've made some mistake. We don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I know. We never even heard of her.
Oh, yes, you have. Brother December, as eldest, you are the ruler at present. Will you decide what shall be done with these heartless people?
Since you are so cold in your hearts, since your wicked life is so transparent, both of you will be changed into long, glistening icicles.
No.
You will cling to the mountainside the year round.
No. No, don't do that. Please,
have you no pity?
Did you have pity?
Brother December, will this be forever?
No. We will be different from you in that respect. When the sun of human kindness warms your blood, when the love of your fellow man shall melt your hearts, you will be changed back to your human form.
No!
The pretenders for today were...
Gwen Davies.
January.
Michael O'Day.
February.
Donald Bucher.
March.
Don Hughes.
April.
Kingsley Colton.
June.
Bob Reddick.
September.
Jack Rhymes.
December.
Bill Lipton.
Marushka.
Susan Thorne.
Her stepmother.
Miriam Wolfe.
Katya, her stepsister.
Sybil Trent.
Carell, the merchant's son.
Albert Allen.
Original music was composed by Maurice Brown and conducted by Sidney Raffel. Let's Pretend is dramatized by Nyla Mack and directed by Albert Ward.
If you live in or near New York and you'd like to see a broadcast of Let's Pretend, drop a postcard to Cream of Wheat, CBS, New York, for your free ticket. This is Bill Adams saying, remember to eat cream of wheat, the great American family cereal. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.